Tohachot Yisrael Pasha Shlachtei for Amar Bi Yehuda. Kama Sadi Ovid Kutcher Bichu Lesada. Behu Bidei Nasha. Many witnesses, the Holy One blessed be He made, to testify about people. Kulu Bi'ita U'Besadusa Kaiman Likibli. And they all stand counsel and testimony opposite. And just says Hashem sent them up in such a way that all his deeds will be known. Hamid Safra gets up in the morning. Oshid Raglai Limit, he spreads out his feet to walk. Sardaya Kaiman Likibli. Witnesses stand opposite him. Machrizin, they proclaim, Raman, and say, Raglai Chasidav Yishmor, the feet of his pious, he guards. First in Shmuel Aleph 2:9. Shmor Raglachor Gashatelech. Guard your feet as you walk in Quellus 4:70. Paleis Magal Raglecho. Way. A circle, a circuit of your feet. Mishle 4:26. So we see three examples that a person's feet are protected by Hashem. And these three examples are referring to the right, left, and middle. Person has passed, so he goes to the right side, to the left side, to the middle side, whether actually or figuratively. In all places, the way he goes, led by his feet, are protected by Hashem. And there's an aspect of providence in it. The rabbi has explained, Raglaim, the Bainish, Na'arvalay, person's feet are like guarantees from the bring place has to be. Anyway, we see further that the way a person goes, everything about him is protected from above. Eftach Einoi, Mistakla Ba'alma. He opens his eyes to gaze in the world. Sadaya Amri, angels that are his witnesses, they say, Einechol Enochach Yevitu, the eye, your eyes shall look straight in front of you. That's also in Mishlei 4:25. And there's a Kvana from the Rizal. The word v'nochach, 78, which three times the Shem Avaya. So you should have nochach means opposite. You should have in front of you three divine names. You should see on the right, left, and middle side of you three times yitke vavke. That will make that wherever you look, you see Hashem, and your path will be straightened. Come the Malah gets up to speak. Sadaya Amri. The witnessing angels say, the son of Shem Kamil guards the tongue from evil, and tell him 34:14. Oshad Yodoy Bemili Amla, he spread forth his hands in worldly things. Sadai Amri, witnesses say, Sumei Rabba Seitov, turn from good, turn from bad and do good. Itzai Slahu, if he listens to them, Yodos, it's good. Vilao, and if not, Sleeve says, Vasotin Omed Al Yimino, Lasitno, and the accuser stands on his right hand, right side, to accuse him. Chaya 3:1. They all testify about his sins above. If a person wants to strive in the service of the Holy Blessed Be, all the angels are defendants before him. They come to learn his merit. And they stand to testify about him good things. The time when he needs it. So in time of need, they come to his aid, to come through in the clutch. Kamer Safra, he rises in the morning, Revoach Kamer Bechon, he blesses many blessings, thanking Hashem for a new day, new life and rejuvenation. Onach Tefillin Reishay, Bein Anoi, puts Tefillin on his head between his eyes, Boil Zakfa Reishay, he wants to lift his head up, Kami Yishma Kadisha Yiloh, he sees the holy, supernal name, Ochid V'Roshim Al Reishay, united and inscribed on his head. Ritsu in Talia Mehagisa Mehagisa, and the straps hanging from this side and from that side. Alibe saw it all the way down to his heart. Hoy Stakal Bikor Demari, hold his gazing at the honor of his master. Osha Jadoi sticks out his feet. Chami Yodo Akra Miskashra Vikishura Dishmo Gadisha sees another hand that's bound with the bond of the holy name. So he sticks out his right hand to do something, sees opposite it. Hands like a pear, on the left hand, is bound to tefillin that have Hashem's name on it. So he turns his hand and gazes at the honor of his master. He wraps in the wrapping of mitzvos, meaning wearing a talis, tzitzis. On the four sides of his garment. Four corners is tzitzis. Arba malchin nafkin the kadmus arba. four kings go out to receive these four. So each one that sits this, all together, they come from Malchus, revealing the Malchus for Hashem in all the four directions. Malchus is represented by Tal, which is four, and four directions we make Hashem king. So each side is a different way of claiming Hashem king. Each one of the sides is another drawn from the letters of Hashem's name, going down to the divine chariot, going down to the four elements, into this world, and time, space, soul continuum, and the four seasons of the year, and the four sides that they camped out in the wilderness, all the 12 tribes. So from each place in the time, space, soul continuum, through the wearing of tzitzis, claims Hashem's majesty. Abba Sadiq showed to Malka telling the Abba Zimian, the four true witnesses of the king hang in the four corners. What's the tzitzis like? Also witnesses. You want to tell the story, a person want to do a sin, the tzitzis happen in the face, so they testify to the truth of Hashem's presence, and as he's standing before Hashem, they remind him not to turn away. Talim Rukhanovim Ma'askola, and they're hanging him like grapes in a vine. Ma'askola Diyuchad, just like a vine that is one, the Talim Be'kama Novim, and hangs in it many grapes. The high star and high star from this side and from that side. Kachai Mitzvah, thus this Mitzvah, Chada, the Talim Be'kama Novim, the Zogin is one. One this and hangs on it many grapes and bells and vines. These are like right, left, middle dynamic. From all places we recognize in Hashem's kingdom. And the Zohar uses grapes as the parable, because grapes come from Malchus. That's why they're in the blessing of Yehuda, who is the Melech, the king. And it's Chelus especially has to do with Malchus. When we get Chelus is blue, the concept of royal blue, the connection to Yehuda with the Melech. So, Kachai Mitzvah, so again, so just thus is this one mitzvah, meaning tzitzis, and yet depends upon it many grapes and bells and vines. Tzurim b'hu shiva v'hitin. It's bound in them seven straps. Ilanim shiva tzurim d'tchelta. These are those seven bundles of the tzitzis. The boy l'karchavei b'chol chaduchat. It's necessary to wrap upon each one. There are eight strings all together, but seven white ones are wrapped by the one tchela string. So it makes them all into a bundle. So it unites all the spheros and brings their light into Malchus to express into the world. Maskor ad leser, when included until 13. Meaning that he wraps around the string from seven, starting, then eight, then 11, and finally 13 wrappings before making the final set of two knots. Mandi Yosef, one who want to add, Lo Yosef Alayhu Al Tlesa, should not add upon more than 13. Mandi Yimut, one who diminish, Lo Yimut Mishavish, should not do less than 7. Tana, in Stort, Haid Chelus, who loves his David Malka. This Chelus is the secret of David Malka, or excuse me, four, drawn from the power of Malkus. Tochuta de Abraham de Zachar Bey the Benoi Basarai. This is the string of Abraham that he merited to give to his children after him. As the rabbis explained, that Abraham, after he won the war against the four kings, and took Lot, saved him from there. So Melchizedek thanked him, and he wanted to give him something. And Abraham said, "I won't take me chutz like so now, even any bit of strap." Or, and that merit of that, he merited the straps of the strings of the tzitzis and the straps of the tefillin. My tchelis, what is tchelis? What is etymological root? Was relate to tachlis tekula, the goal of all. Brings the sphere of Malchus that all the spheres lead to. It's like the final goal. Yudah Omer, Yudah says, Kisei HaKavod HaGrei, it's called the throne of glory. Is that the supernal expression of Malchus in the spiritual worlds? Yitzchok Amar Rizchok says, Shiva Krichin Yishchinta. Seven wrappings that use the Shechina, because the Shechina is Malchus, which receive all the seven spheres. Shriya Dekula Vadai, the most seven of them all. So it itself is the seventh, include them all together. So it's wrapped around all the seven. Tehorahim is Baruch HaMishitach Bonim. Of course, she referring to Shechina is blessed from the other six spheres above it. Of Chesed, Yivur, Tves, Nisachod, Yisod. Al Yod of the Tzaddik to the power of the Tzaddik, which is the Yisod. So it brings the spheres above and shines them into Malchus. Mitlas Aser, after 13, we find in the last set of wrappings, it shouldn't be more than 13, before they tie it into two knots. Plus, the 13 communicators explained. It's lasas mechil, 13 pairs, meaning 13 pairs of mercy. What's the tzitzis make the connection to the keser, the whiteness of the tzitzis, connects to the crown, going upon present 13 qualities of Hashem's mercy. Bahai he pischel the kulam, just the opening of them all. Now through the tcheles, a person connects all the worlds together, and they ricochet back up to the keser and draw down Hashem's mercy to the universe. Michut echada, there's one string, reshima begav noha. It's inscribed in its colors. Gavna dila nofak michad nuna, and its color comes out from one fish. The ozel the yam kineris, it goes in the kineris sea. More explains, it's called the famous chilazin fish. This infamous fish comes once up once in 70 years, meaning expression of Malchus, which is the 70th level, and it's in the sea of Kineris. Kineris is like a harp, makes music from the power of the Malchus. That's what the Zohar says, the Kineris al Shmoskar, it's called by way of its name. The whole name Kineris has to do with Chedas. Because of this, a harp was hanging above the bed of David. David is Malchus and sings to Hashem. We all together go together, David and the Tcheles and the Kineris. Certainly it, referring to Malchus, is the harp of David. Nagmeel played from itself, from the spirit, the song of the world to come, shining to the Malchus. The Malchus Kedishi Lord, to the Holy Supernal King, to Zeranpin, Malchus sings. Yunkach, because of this, Gavnoi, Isle Advikia. Its colors ascend until the heavens. As the Gemara explains, that you look at the Tcheles and it reminds you of the sky, and Rekia from the sky on Kosayat up to the throne. So it's not just reminds you, when it says it reminds you, it means that it's actually bound and connected. It's a string. V'hachakseiv mitzvah, and here's written a mitzvah. K'mona, Tomei is fine, it says mitzvah samelachi, it's the mitzvah of the king. In Malachim 2, 1836. V'adu ha'tovei eis mitzvah samelach, why are you transgressing the mitzvahs, the commandments of the king, in Esther 3:3? Mitzvah samelach was the commandment of the king, Yeshaya 36:1. So we see that this is referring to Malchus, it's called the mitzvah of the king. So the mitzvah is an expression of the king's will, his decree, and to that is expressed, and we connect to his kingship. And that's the whole point of Tcheles, to have this connection. First realize that he's standing before the king all the time. So I started out by the witnessing angels, reminding him of Hashem's kingship all around him. He'll be very happy that all the time Hashem is so concerned about him, Hashem sends angels with him, and gives him the ability to connect with the Malchus and everything from all four sides to where he sits his. To everything he does, every footstep, every movement he makes with his limbs, every thought, word, and deed. Be with Hashem, be the simcha, and draw Hashem's light upon him, be happy in doing Hashem's commandments, to be bound with Hashem all the time. And greatest light. So this is the secret. Sitzes draw 13 qualities of mercy upon Hashem, person feels Hashem love with him all the time, everything he does.